Wow-wee, you really are a lion. What big teeth you have, Mr. Lion.
The better to gobble you up with.
Hey, Mr. Lion, do you have a name?
Yeah, they call me Addiction.
Addiction? Addiction. Can I find that in a dictionary?
Oh, something tells me I'm gonna be sick after this one.
Hey, Mr. Lion. I mean Mr. Addiction. Have you ever eaten a teenager before?
Oh, sure. I gobble them up all the time. They're delicious. I first start them nibbling on a few pet pills, and then they start guzzling down a couple of cans of that stuff that starts with a B and ends with an R.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then they nibble, and I nibble, and before you know it, I got them right down here.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Lion. I mean Mr. Addiction. Have you ever eaten a football player before?
Oh, sure. Most people know that some of those football players have to be doped up before they can even play the game.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Addiction. Have you ever eaten a politician before?
Well, to tell you the truth, I never learned how to clean one of those.
Well, I gotta leave.
Wait, Daniel. You can't leave. You've been thrown into the lion's den. It's horrible, terrible, awful to be thrown into the lion's den where you can be gobbled up by us ferocious lions.
Yeah, I know that, but y'all can't hurt me.
Oh, yes, I can. See these big teeth?
Yeah.
And this big mouth?
Wow.
We're gonna sit around and really chew the fat. Get it?
No, I don't get it, Mr. Line of Dope Addiction, glue-sniffing addiction, and alcohol addiction. Listen, fellas, y'all can't hurt me.
Well, why not? The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Because you can't get addicted if you never touch the stuff.
Well, shut my mouth.
Good idea. Go ahead, Lord.
Oh, you can't get drunk if you don't drink. Stop, young person, take a little time and think. Why make your life into a living hell to sink? 'Cause you can't get drunk if you don't drink. No. If you don't try it, don't listen to the pusher friend, don't buy it. You won't get arrested in a dopey riot, 'cause you can't get hooked if you don't try it. No.
I'm Tommy Ellison, and I play the part of Daniel in this musical. It's a fact that I'm 6'6" and weigh 260 pounds. People find it hard to believe, but it's true. It's also a fact that drug abuse is a gigantic problem in America, especially with our young people. Now, none of us kids, Rick, Martha, Sharon, or Cindy, smoke, drink, or take drugs, and we have a real great time, don't we, gang?
Right.
I've always been so big that I thought I could handle any kind of problem. So when I won a football scholarship to the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, I started drinking a little, even tried marijuana once or twice. But take my word for it, it's no good. Doesn't make you any stronger, it just makes you weaker. I know. But thank goodness about that time, I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I committed my life to Him. I guess it's like making Christ the coach of your life. When I played football at Fairfield High School, I made a bad block one day. My coach pulled me out and said,
"Tommy, that's the worst block I've ever seen you make."
And I said, "Yeah, I know, coach. I learned never to disagree with a coach." And he said,
"Ellison, I want you to get back in there and I want you to make that block."
And I said, "Okay, coach, I'll try." And he grabbed me and started kicking me in the seat of the pants and he said,
"Don't try, Tommy. I want you to do it. Do it. Do it."
And you know I did. I believe that with the help of Jesus Christ, you can stay out of the lion's den of addiction. Or if you're already in there, Christ can be your way out. Why don't you right now close your eyes and tell God you're sorry for your sins. Ask Him to forgive you and tell Him you want to try His way.